Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Boys Podcast. This is Angelo. You know the drill. Like us on Facebook, the South Boys Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at South Boys Pod and on Instagram, South Boys Podcast. We're also on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Navs Ganglani. Or if you're old school, you can also email us your inquiries, questions, shout outs to our email address, southboys.podcast@gmail.com. Coming up, I'm sorry, I just couldn't resist, but this has officially become an Austin Reeves podcast. In a film session, Lakers coach Frank Vogel paused the tape on a clip of Austin Reeves defending Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had the ball on the right wing. "Should we double? What do you all think?" Vogel asked the group. LeBron James was the first to speak up, asserting that Reeves could take SGA by himself, and a chorus of agreement poured in, with multiple players saying, "No, he can guard him." Then Trevor Ariza chimed in, "This mother effer can guard him." Ariza continues, "We don't need to double." Malik Monk, one of Reeves' closest friends on the team, said, "Hell no. We've seen from the get-go that he's a competitor. He's not going to let nobody step over him." At the time of the film session in late October, Reeves had played 4 games for the Lakers, logging substantial minutes by playing hard-nosed defense and draining open shots. So that was an excerpt from Mirren Fader's profile on Austin Reeves for The Ringer. It can be argued that superstars or potential primary stars are easier to find nowadays than game-changing role players. We can't overstate the value of a role player in a championship-contending team. A player who has a specific set of skills that not only fits the overall mechanism of a ball club, but also elevates its play. So this is primarily the reason why the Suns didn't think twice to give Mikal Bridges a 4-year, $90 million extension. A player whose unique combination of high IQ, shot manufacturing, floor spacing abilities, and lockdown defense just doesn't grow on trees. You know, look at how good the Bulls are with Lonzo Ball on the floor versus without him. It's usually just one or the other. Someone who can get you buckets, but a minus in defense. Think Seth Curry, Buddy Hield, Evan Fournier, to name a few. Or an elite defender who you can choose to leave outside, who you can dare to shoot. You have guys like Matisse Thybulle, Patrick Beverley, Gary Payton II, etc. Well, the Lakers might have just discovered the quote-unquote perfect role player tree where guys like Mikal Bridges grows, and they plucked one for themselves. Enter Austin Reeves. Laker fans surely know all about Austin Reeves, but for those who just saw him in memes as the Caruso era parent, I'm here to tell you that the rookie is more than meets the eye. The undrafted 23-year-old played college ball in Oklahoma, where he led his team in points, rebounds, and assists. The 6'5 combo guard turned a two-way spot over the summer into a 2-year contract with the Lakers. Early in the season, it was difficult to envision an undrafted rookie in a star-studded team like the Lakers with championship aspirations playing meaningful minutes, but that's exactly what Austin Reeves did. All throughout the season, the Lakers have been battling injuries to numerous players, and like all teams, players going in and out of health and safety protocols. Being shorthanded for most of the season, Frank Vogel had no choice but to roll the dice on the unknown rookie, and safe to say that Reeves has delivered for the Lakers. He earned his minutes and effectively jumped over veterans like Kent Bazemore and Wayne Ellington in the rotation with the skill sets that exemplify a perfect role player in the NBA. So the hype that Laker fans have around Austin Reeves does not reflect on the traditional stats. As of this recording, he's averaging just 5.9 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, and 1.2 assists in 21 minutes per game, and has one of the lowest usage rates among rookies who average that much minutes. So what's so special about this young man? His overall feel and high basketball IQ is undeniable when you watch him play game in and game out. When I watched him the first time, the thing that stood out to me, and this is why Laker fans love him, was his stout one-on-one defense, how fundamentally sound and clever he is on the defensive end. I mean, it was astonishing to see him move his feet, defend well, and get stops against the opponent's primary ball handler or number one scorer. And then, you know, as of this recording, among rookies, Reeves is second in defensive rating behind Evan Mobley, fourth in defensive win shares, and first in defensive field goal percentage. I mean, those are not perfect stats, but it just proves how valuable he is on the defensive end. He fights through screens, always gets back to his man, closes out, then knows where to rotate. He's always at the right place at the right time. He leads all rookies in charges drawn and is seventh overall in the league. Reeves' energy and defensive capabilities really just jumps out, especially in this Laker team that plays virtually no defense and is lackadaisical on that end of the floor. You know, Frank Vogel, being the defensive-minded coach that he is, took notice and rewarded him with consistent minutes. So playing alongside future Hall of Famers and LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and an offensive microwave in Malik Monk, Austin Reeves understandably gets limited to no chances at all in the offensive end. His touches revolve around getting the occasional kickout pass, off-ball movement, and timely cuts to the rim. And this is where he shows his high-level basketball instincts. When he gets the kickout, he's neither a one-dimensional spot-up shooter nor a ball stopper. Reeves has the ability to read and react to what the defense gives him. He can put the ball on the floor, make the right read, and then find the next quality shot, whether it's his own or for others. And great minds think alike. Great basketball minds think alike. And the chemistry between Reeves and LeBron is a beauty to watch. As Reeves is playing majority of his minutes in the second unit, where LeBron is slotted at the center position, when LeBron is in the post or surveying the floor at the top of the key, Austin has mastered the art of cutting to the basket at the most opportune time and making himself available for one of the greatest passers in history of the game to find him a wide open layup underneath the rim. And when he's not cutting, he's the screen setter for one of the patented LeBron James plays, the inverted pick and roll. So where this is where a guard sets a screen or a ghost screen for LeBron. And what makes Reeves different as a screen setter is in these inverted pick and rolls, he can leverage his skill set and advanced basketball mind. When he's not flaring outside to the three-point line in these plays, LeBron finds and trusts Reeves will make the right play on the short roll. So the most impressive thing about Austin is that even if he doesn't score in bunches or handle the ball that much, Reeves is still one of the most impactful rookies in this draft class. Some stats coming at your way as of this recording: he leads all rookies in plus-minus, leads all rookies in net rating, then leads all rookies in 538's overall Raptor stat. And no other game this season perfectly encapsulates Austin Reeves than on the road against Dallas, where he logged a career high 32 minutes, scored 15 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and went 5 for 6 from 3-point land and hit the game-winning 3. He's only one of two rookies to hit a game-winner this season. he was unfazed during the clutch moments, and in overtime, he hit the big shots playing alongside superstars and played stellar defense all throughout. And this is why Laker fans have been salivating over Reeves' potential. It goes back to the value of having a multifaceted role player in a team, a player who can complement all types of teammates and seamlessly fit in whatever kind of playing style or system. I can definitely see him being a significant piece in a championship team, whether it's for the Lakers or not. So I'd go as far as to say that Austin Reeves should be at least considered in the all-rookie team. So I'm not saying he deserves to be in the first team, but in my eyes, he has to be in the running, at least in the second team. I mean, if Andrew Wiggins can start the All-Star game, I can hope for my guy Reeves to be named second team all-rookie. But I admit, it's a tough ask because this rookie class is like 15 plus deep. Five rookies are head and shoulders above everybody else, if you ask me. That's Evan Mobley, Cunningham, Scottie Barnes, Franz Wagner, and Josh Giddey. Then for the second team, it's not as easy. You have guys like Jalen Green, Jalen Suggs, Davion Mitchell, Ayo Dosunmu, Herb Jones, Sengun, Duarte, Jeremiah Robinson, Earl, Cam Thomas, to name a few. But yeah, I'm starting the campaign. Get Austin Reeves in the all-rookie team, man. He still has a lot to improve on, obviously. As good as he is on D, his determination and IQ can only take him so far. Reeves is an athletically challenged baller. It doesn't matter that he can read, predict, and stay in front of his man if he can be just overpowered. You know, he still has trouble guarding physical stronger guards, but all rookies go through this. He can and certainly will work on his strength and putting on weight. Another thing he needs to be is to be more confident in his outside shot and be more willing to shoot. I think he passes up a quality look from downtown more often than not. Reeves is currently shooting 31% from three and just taking two attempts per game and just hitting 0.8 threes per game. Yes. That's less than 1 3 per game. In 36 games, he's only hit two or more threes in 8 games. But good news is his shot mechanics, it's not broken, it's not in his shot. You know, there's nothing wrong with the way he shoots the ball. In fact, he shoots 85% from the free throw line. It just speaks to his overall place in the Laker offense. And he's hyper aware that it's not his job to just uncork from beyond the arc. And again, he knows his role, right? But yeah, I just wish to see some more assertiveness from him because I know he can hit the three at the high clip. Right, so I just also want to give a shout out to the Lakers scouting team because over the years, they've drafted and picked up high upside guys. And I'm not just talking about the high draft picks in Lonzo Ball, Randall, D'Angelo Russell, and Brandon Ingram, but further along the draft like Zubats, Larry Nance Jr., trading for Jordan Clarkson, picking up Alex Caruso from the G League, and now drafting Austin Reeves, who was basically an unknown commodity. Picking up Austin Reeves. And what do you guys think? Do you believe in Austin Reeves' potential? Do you think he deserves to be named in the all-rookie team, at least in the second team? Or do you think that I'm just biased and you think that his impact is overrated and the stats just isn't there and you think that Austin Reeves doesn't have a bright future in the NBA? But nevertheless, I'm starting the campaign, hashtag Austin Reeves, second team all rookie. And for all the Laker fans out there, no matter what the season, or no matter the outcome of the season, will always have that Austin Reeves game winner. Right, thank you for listening, and we out.